This is Along the Way with Tom Mueller on Denver's Christian station, KRKS.
The early Christians were known as people of the way. Today, the world is full of us, people who are making a difference along the way. We'll talk to author Larry Ellis today about some myths people hold regarding forgiveness on Along the Way. C.S. Lewis was a brilliant thinker. Larry Ellis, author of the book Forgiveness, lets us in on a profound observation that C.S. Lewis had concerning forgiveness.
C.S. Lewis talks a lot about forgiveness in an essay, and I draw from that in the book. And he says things that are very hard to grasp until you think about them. And then when you understand what he says, you say you seem to think, well, no, I don't agree with that. And that's the essence of forgiveness, is you can only forgive that which is unforgivable. You know, if someone comes to you and they say, I'm really sorry, I didn't pay my bill that I owe you, but I lost my job. See, they're making an excuse. So that's not confession. That's not making reconciliation. Most of the time we want to protect ourselves, to protect our investments. Forgiving doesn't mean that you forget at all. My chapter on the myths of forgiveness addresses that. Actually, you don't forgive and forget. You forgive and you remember. But the issue is, why do you remember? You remember because you want to learn from it. And you want to be able to protect yourself. That doesn't mean, you know, that you're going to go back and retaliate. But you're not a woman who's being abused by a husband should not forget the fact she was abused. She needs to forgive the husband, but she remembers it. But she doesn't remember it in order to be angry and to be bitter and to retaliate against him, but instead to protect herself. So that is the reason we remember. So, but the idea of forgive and forget is insane.
You brought up the myths, and I especially wanted you to cover in your book what some myths are that you feel are especially important to highlight during our time here.
These are widely held beliefs among non-Christians and Christians. For instance, one of the myths, I think, is if I forgive someone, I can no longer hold the person accountable for their offending behavior. I tell a story of a seminary professor who has a student who hands in a paper that is a very good paper. Actually, it's an exceptional paper beyond his normal writing skills. And as he read the paper, he began to think, this sounds familiar. And he went to his library and pulled out a volume from his library, and he saw that the student had plagiarized about 3 pages right out of the book, word for word, and had given no credit at all. And so when this professor confronted the student, he admitted it was true, but then he was under a lot of stress, and he had a short time fuse, and he had personal problems. So he was making excuses. Well, the reality is the professor did forgive him. They remained friends, but he had to turn him in to the dean, and the student was expelled. So there was a consequence for the action. So it doesn't mean sweeping it under the carpet. There are consequences for our actions that are destructive, but the professor wasn't going to continually hold it against him. He still cared for this student, for his family, but, you know, his life was changed because of his actions. So you can hold people accountable. You should hold people accountable when they have done things that are wrong. And that's not the same thing as refusing to forgive them. Another one is I can forgive someone, but I can't possibly have a meaningful relationship with that person. If that is our attitude, we haven't forgiven them. When we forgive someone, we remove all those reasons from our heart about why we can't be around them. Now, they may go crazy if we're around them and we're loving. And this is not to put up a front. I mean, we need to really purge these things from our system. through prayer and talking and counseling, perhaps qualified therapists to help us. But we need to get past being held captive to these things that have been done to us. When we do that, we can have a meaningful relationship. Now, the other person can limit that relationship if they don't want to have anything to do with you. But again, when you're around them, you're free, and you can still be yourself.
It would seem that if you do have that attitude, you have put an immediate block up for reconciliation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've raised a flag.
Yeah.
And if they go for it, wonderful. If they don't, it will be their loss,
mm-hmm.
because they don't have the power over you. And that's the piece that was such a shock to me, is that when we're running around and bitter and unwilling to forgive people, we are consumed by all those emotions. And that is not the kind of liberation that God brings to us.
Larry Ellis, author of Forgiveness, Unleashing a Transformational Process, published by Adoration Publishing Company. Larry looks at other myths that people hold about forgiveness in just a few minutes as we continue along the way.